Hey guys, Alex here with the AJ Nashville Podcast. Hey, I just want to take a moment and thank our sponsors. House on the Rock Home Inspection with Dave Ganatra. You can feel free to reach his team at 615-717-7900. Let me tell you, when it comes to protecting your greatest asset that you'll ever purchase, Dave's got you covered. Builders fear this man. Feel free to reach out to his team. Once again, 615-717-7900. Hey guys. Alex here, AJNashville.com, here with Mr. Jeffrey Perry.
Hi, everybody.
There we go. Finally, a normal response from him. So, some kind of, I wouldn't say funny, but something that happened to you while you were on your lunch break today. You went home, go to let the dog out, after you dealt with idiots at the couple places that you went to before going home to pick up stuff. This way we can do some marketing things with our referral partners. You get home. You lean against the counter. What happens?
Okay, so I'll go to make a shot of espresso. I have an espresso machine that sits on a specific cabinet right next to my refrigerator. Nice.
On top of the granite countertops. I think that you make too much money.
So, anyways, I lean up against
He's
it.
He's still laughing.
and it moves. And it shouldn't move. It's a cabinet. It's on the ground. It's like if I got on this cabinet and tried to stand up on the top of it, because I am a little bit vertically challenged.
Right. Short. For all the women listening, he's short in height.
But not that short.
Right.
So
that's what she said.
Anyways, so I lean up against it. It moves, comes away from the wall a little bit. And I thought I was having like a dizzy spell because I'm thinking, why in the hell is this thing moving? What's
Plus
going
you're
on?
Old. Dizzy spells kind of come natural anymore as you get older. You're just like, oh, man.
Older, yes. But I'll tell you what, in the past few weeks, I've gotten in a lot better shape going to this gym.
The gym, the rec center, right?
Yeah.
So the Williamson County Rec Center, it's actually a pretty nice place. For a rec center, it's a place that you'd be amazed. They have some awesome equipment there. I actually went there yesterday. Really, really nice people that run the front desk. For those thumb exercises, they've got a Super Nintendo, which actually, dude,
had that game room with the pool table and then Nintendo and then a bunch of other game things in that one specific room right when you walk in.
Yeah. Right. Well, they were playing like Super Mario Brothers or something like that. And I was just like, oh, man, you know, it brings back so many memories from when I was a kid because I'm not a video gamer by any means. You know, there's a lot of people my age and older that they enjoy playing video games. It's just never been my thing. You know, I like to be, what do they call it?
I kind of stopped when the Xbox came out because I was a Nintendo and maybe, what was the other one? Sega? Genesis?
Sega, but you had the Nintendo 64 that had 007. Remember that game?
I think I had that one, and I did play that a lot because you got a lot.
It was a shooter game. It was fucking awesome. You could play with up to four people. And you're
always in these weird places opening and closing doors and whatnot. Yeah,
you're doing fun stuff.
So, yeah, I mean, it is. It's a great rec center.
Yeah.
I joined it because I wanted a little change of scenery and just a little bit more people around, a little bit more kind of engagement, people to talk to.
Yeah, because the other gym is kind of quiet.
It's nice too, but it's quiet.
You show up and there'd be two, three, four people there working out, which,
right.
I mean, that's great. Actually, it was one of those things, you know, it was weird at the rec center yesterday because I'm sitting there and I'm on the bike and I'm like kind of glancing around as I'm there because I'm trying to figure out like where the wipes are to wipe down the equipment when I'm done and everything else. And it was just kind of, there was quite a few people there, but there's a lot going on in a little space.
There's a lot of activity and it just kind of, activity creates activity. And that's the same thing with business and everything like that too. When you start doing things and you start moving,
right,
or you're around people that are moving and hustling and doing things, you start hustling and doing things.
Right. And it's doing different things. Like we're doing we just did the Tootsie Roll things, great service. That's how we roll.
Yeah.
You know, and so that created some movement. Now we're doing another campaign. So we've got things rolling out. We're entering what's historically known as a slow season as the housing market's kind of doing some things as well. You know, and so staying on that grind is kind of the important thing, obviously, and just doing shit. You know, too many people get up every fucking day with the same routine and they don't do anything. You know, they wake up, they take a shower, they get ready, they go to work, and then they do nothing. All day long, they wait for the phone to ring or they wonder why business isn't going well or whatever. And those are the people that we're going to starve out of the industry.
Well, and it's creating routines too. I mean, like you said, you can get into a routine of being lazy or not necessarily lazy, but getting into the routine of doing what's comfortable and easy.
Right.
Or getting into a routine that pushes you a little bit more and you have a little bit more success every day. But in order to do that, you have to create the routine and you have to stick to it.
Well, that's just like going to the gym. So, you know, I just started going to the chiropractor, Southern Life Chiropractic. They're fucking awesome over there.
Yeah, I told you.
I just started going there, and they were like, you know, I expected my back to be jacked up, and it wasn't as bad as I thought. But
it's pretty tight, though.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He's like, dude, your back's pretty tight. I'm like, well, it's a virgin, you know. The routine now is go, and that's why I went to the rec center yesterday, so I can – it's on the way home from that direction. And then I don't have to sit in traffic going the opposite way, because if I go the other way when I leave that place – and that's the thing about Spring Hill, dude. Fucking traffic here sucks.
Right now it does. With the infrastructure, until these roads are complete, we have an issue.
Yeah. So, you know, traffic was backed up and everything else. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to try to go over to – the rec center. Check mm-hmm. it out. It was $4.50 to get in, or $4.09 with the fee or whatever they charge on a debit card.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, it was well worth it. And I got to calculating when I was leaving. I can do the one-year pass, which is $175 mm-hmm. for a single traditional pass. Veterans, if you're out there, the Williamson County Rec Center, if you are a veteran, it's free admission,
yeah,
which is fucking awesome, you know. But it is a community center, so you're going to see all kinds of people there, which isn't a bad thing. But the routine, now I'm going to leave the chiropractic place and I'm going to go to the gym. Then once I get done with the gym, then I'm going to go home and I'm going to eat dinner and hang out with the kids, then call it a night, you know. Those things become part of our everyday movements, and so they become very easy to do.
At first they're uncomfortable, just like when you go to the – like when I started going to the rec center by myself,
mm-hmm.
initially I didn't feel comfortable. I don't know anybody there, not one soul. And you go in there, and it is busy. There's a lot of people in there. And, you know, it was an uncomfortable feeling at first. But it's the same thing, you know, like with you, starting the chiropractor. You go to the chiropractor, and then you go to the gym, and then you go home. You could just go to the chiropractor and go home.
Yeah, that would be easier. But, you know, part of it is we're in a stressful time in this market. We're also in a stressful position. So just going home means I haven't worked out, which means all the built up frustration throughout the day, I haven't gotten mm-hmm. out of my system. And you go home and, you know, kids are kids. And when you have one that's 3 and one that's 2, they're really fucking kids at that point. And then we have Kyler, who's a 15-year-old, you know, and 15-year-olds would be 15-year-olds. I was probably a bigger pain in the ass when I was his age than he was, you know. Like when I was his age, who knows what I was doing? I was doing something fucked up, I'm sure. But having the kids running around and everything else, you almost have to exert that energy before you get there, because if not, you're just going to be frustrated. And with our industry, it's, you know, you don't have a whole lot of room to be frustrated and pissed off all the time. So you go to the gym, you work out, you get that out of you, then go home and relax. You know?
Yeah. Well, it does. It gives your mind a minute to detox from the day. And not that the day is bad, but when you have
so many issues
and so many things, yeah, and right. you're going problems so fast, like going 100 miles an hour,
yeah.
And then not to mention, you know, just the normal stresses of running a business in general, you know, that few 15, 20, 30 minutes, you know, at the gym gives you time to detox, to go home, and it does take an edge off a little bit. And when you take that edge off, you have more for your family. You can, you know, not snap when little things happen at home. It's a little easier.
Right, right. Well, and, you know, you're a problem solver. Ultimately, at the end of the day, that's what I do, is I just solve problems. And so sitting there and figuring out everyone else's problems and then going back to my own, you know, it's a daunting task in itself. I go to bed early, dude. Not as early as you, because you go to bed like a fucking 8-year-old would.
No, I'm not that bad. Now, I do have a routine. I admit I'm kind of routine-ish right now.
Routine as can be. You go to bed at what, 8, 9?
It's different. Well, I'm by myself. So when I'm by myself, if I go to the gym, I leave the office, I go home, I change, I go back, I let the dog out, go to the gym, work out for an hour and a half to 2 hours, come home, make dinner, and then sit in the hot tub,
mm-hmm.
take a shower, and then
go
to bed.
What do you do in the hot tub?
So
play a little fucking Yankee or
no.
what? Mm-mm. Are you sure about that?
No. Matter of fact, the hot tub, though, is a big de-stressor, which you need to try out.
So, hold on. Let me rewind. You have a hot tub.
Yeah.
You have an espresso machine.
Yeah.
And you have a fucking new house.
Yeah.
I need to do what you do for a living and stop doing – I don't even have a fucking hot tub. I mean, what's that all about?
You could get a hot tub if you'd like one.
No. Maybe. Yeah. But anyways.
So, you know, that is a routine.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a terribly unhealthy routine, But I do go to bed a little early, you know, 9:30, 10 o'clock is usually about when I'm in bed.
Right, right. And that's, I mean, I guess 9:30, 10 o'clock, that's about the time I turn into, you know, because I pop up early in the morning and I get my day started. I wake up.
You're weird, though. You take cold showers. Like that I know that that's supposed to be good. I know it's supposed
to be. It is good.
But I personally, I could not take a cold shower.
Well, I'm not a pussy either. So, you know, that makes a big difference. When you wake up in the morning, for me, it gets your day started. It gets your blood flowing. It gets you fucking going. I get up. The first thing I do is drink some water because I wake up just dehydrated as shit. Mm-hmm. And drink some water, get ready, jump in the shower. See, the nice thing about taking a cold shower is you don't have to wait for the fucking water to warm up.
Hmm.
So you don't have to waste that valuable minute or 2 minutes that it takes for the water to get warmed up. You just get in the fucking shower and go on about your business. Wash your nuts, wash your hair, you know, do all that stuff.
Yeah, but that cold shower, that's not washing off germs. It has to be warm or like hot water to kill germs with
soap. What kind of germs are you carrying around that you need to fucking eliminate with scalding hot water? Like even if you put the water up to 100 degrees, you're not killing all your germs.
Yeah, but hot water or warm water, doesn't it, you know, with the soap?
Tell me what it does.
I don't know.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Just I guess tell me. I'm just explain full of to shit. Me. But
somewhere along the way, somebody convinced you that you have to fucking take a steaming hot shower to eliminate what germs? I mean, what is soap for?
Haven't you seen those little strands of germs like when they show like soap commercials where they're getting rid of the bacteria?
Yeah, okay, so let's talk about that. So kids can't have scalding hot water on their hands.
Yeah.
So are you saying when kids wash their hands that they're really not getting their hands clean?
Because I don't know. I don't have kids.
I'm asking you from your scientific mental fucking state. Do you think that kids' hands don't come clean because they don't use scalding hot water?
I don't know. They're always getting sick.
It's soap. I mean, if you wash yourself with bleach, do you get all the germs off?
I mean, that would probably work.
What if the bleach is cold? I mean, there's a reason for soap and everything else. That's the whole reason why you use bars of soap. So lots of people take cold showers. Tony Robbins, for example, I think he says his showers are 54 degrees.
Maybe he says that.
Dude, I mean, why would he bullshit? Do you think he lives it?
Because he has to put on.
You're talking
a good
about
show.
Tony Robbins, yeah. But you're talking about Tony Robbins. This is fucking like 9 foot of man here.
Yeah,
you know he doesn't have to make shit up. Yeah. He makes a ton of money. He does all that stuff. Yeah, I think he lives it.
54 degrees is cold. That's like jumping in the ocean in California,
dude. I have another friend out in Texas. He's got a like the freezers, the deep freezes.
Yeah,
he sealed up the inside of it and everything.
Does a deep freeze mean that it freezes it longer?
And shut the fuck up. That's the stupidest thing ever. No, the response to that was that it gets it colder, so it takes longer to thaw out because it's a deep freeze. Nobody put the correlation together that it's just a deep freezer. That's it. You know, so anyways, but no, he gets inside the deep freeze. So he's got a really big one, mm-hmm. and he's caulked it all shut, and he fills it up with ice and water and sits in it.
Now, I've seen – okay, so I watched that professional surfing movie the other day or documentary, and that guy did too. He trained
so
to
let
the
me
point
ask you
jumping
this.
In an ice bath.
So watching that documentary, did you watch it just for the guys in the board shorts, or was there a reason why you watched it?
The ocean, the waves.
Oh, okay. I was just clarifying because – I'm sure it was a lot of dudes running around with their shirt off. So.
Oh, man.
It was like gay watch for you. But anyways. No, so he gets in this thing and sits in it for like 15 minutes or something like that. And it's good for circulation. It's good for your joints. It's good for everything. Now, he's not bathing in it. So I don't know if – obviously there's a difference in that because he's not using soap. But, I mean, in comparison – well, that's like a hot tub. Let's talk about that. So hot tubs, how warm is your hot tub?
I keep it at 101 to 102, depending on how I feel.
Okay, so that water is 101 or 102 degrees, right?
Right.
So whatever's in the hot tub at that temperature can sustain at that temperature, whatever bacteria, whatever it is.
There ain't shit living in my hot tub.
I'm saying it, in theory.
Yeah.
If it's 100 and something degrees. So if whatever germs are on me is at 98 degrees, which is what my body is, you would think if you get in at 54 degrees, it's too cold and it dies, right? It makes sense to me. So
yeah, I mean, your routine is different than most. I mean,
it is.
You get up in the morning, you take a cold shower.
I listen to motivational shit too.
Yep.
And it sometimes
in the shower.
Sometimes it's the same shit over and over. Like I've listened to there's a thing where it's called how to speak to people without coming off like a jerk. That's why I listen to it so much.
Doing pretty good at that lately.
I don't fucking – whatever. But anyways, no, I listen to that because there's some good points, and it's something, you know, they're talking about Joe Rogan and how he approaches things and how, you know, he's not afraid of confrontation and everything else. So I listened to that to get my day boosted, because the last thing I want to do is start my day off on a bad foot. You know, and that's what's hard. So when you have kids, sometimes you don't intend on starting your day off on a bad foot, but it fucking happens.
Shit just goes sideways.
Huh? It does. Like Rowan decides, you know what? I'm not getting dressed today. You know, when I told you earlier 5 minutes ago that I wanted to wear PJ mask, I fucking changed my mind. And I'm going to let you know that I changed my mind in the form of screaming, I don't want to. Oh. And that's it. Like she doesn't say, no, I don't want to wear that. She just, I don't want to. I don't want that. No. And you're just like, oh my God. And so my blood pressure's through the roof by the time I leave the house. And Lincoln's always been really, really good about getting ready. But here lately, he's just like, no. Or I'm like, Lincoln, lay down. Let's put your shoes on. He's like, no. And just fucking kicks his feet and has nothing, wants nothing of it. You know, so usually we get the kids ready, out the door, getting down the road. I get my Starbucks in the morning. I have to have espresso because I got to have that fucking fire up, you know. I don't have one of those fancy machines at my house like you do. So, because yours is an automatic, right?
I have a super automatic, but I also have a regular
press one that you let me have for a while.
Yeah. No, I've got another one too.
Okay.
I've got a Ranchillo, a really nice
fucking
Italian.
Sounds expensive.
Yeah. It's a really nice one that gets you up to like 220, 230 degrees. So you can pull a nice shot, but you have to grind your own beans and you have to grind them to the right. To the right consistency, and the humidity in the air and the temperature in the house can change the consistency that you actually make your grind at to pull a really good shot.
That's fucking crazy. So, like, all those factors. So here's the cool thing. I roll up to Starbucks, right? I'm like, hey, 5 shots of espresso on ice in a venti cup, 2 sugar in the raw system, half and half. And boom, I don't give a fuck if
where I'm at home being Bill Nye the Science Guy, yeah, and check.
You're
out.
Like, well, the dew point's at 80% or whatever, however they calculate that. Yeah. And it's 79 degrees outside, so I need to grind it to this. No, I roll up. See, I'm like, what's up, Amy? Let me get this. And she's like, here you go. Like, the people at Starbucks know me now.
Yeah.
So I pull up, and usually they have my stuff drawn up before I even get through the drive-thru, which is really, really cool. And that's what's kind of nice about going to the same place all the time. I like the Fainting Goat. They have great coffee. But for me, the espresso at Starbucks is more of my taste. You know,
it's got a smoky flavor to it.
Well, and it's quick. I can get in and get out, and that's it. I don't have to.
Well, that's because they use a super automatic machine there too.
Right.
But I used to actually pull shots at Starbucks.
Dude, it'd take 3 days if they had to fucking pull shots.
Back in the day, though, they used to do that. They would grind it,
yeah,
tamp it, and actually pull a shot at Starbucks, and that wasn't long ago.
Yeah, and then they got rich. Now they just do whatever they want to do.
They got super automatics where they just touch the button.
They got like a line of them. They're just like, but anyways, then I get to the office, and what do we typically do? We iron out the day. This is what we're doing. This is what campaigns we're on, and we start working, you know. And the thing is, with things slowing down, we just have to work harder. We have to do shit that most people can't do or most people won't do because we want to stay in business,
yeah,
you know, for one. For two, helping people is at the top of that priority list. So if we want to stay in business and we want to help people and we want to continue to do things, then we have to go above and beyond, because there's a lot of people out there. Hey, well, I just talked to a real estate agent, and she said that there was a client and they were working with the lender, and they had just talked to the lender yesterday, and today he went on vacation for 5 days in the mountains and can't respond back. Can only do so through email, and these people are trying to buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand there's times for vacation and shit like that, but usually you have to do what most people do, and they say, hey, Jeff, I'm going out of town for a week. I need you to have my back while I'm gone. If anyone calls, I'm going to forward them to you. Do you got it? And what do you say? Yeah, sure. Or vice versa. You know, you rarely go out of town, rarely take vacation, but if you're gone, I've got all bases covered, you know, or Megan or whoever's got everything covered. So it's a matter of having that in place as well, you know, and yeah, it's a pain in the ass sometimes, but at least your people are taken care of at all times, you know. So it's just different routines, the things that we're used to, the getting up and doing the same shit all the time. With the market changing, we've had to do extra marketing campaigns and look at things differently and kind of move differently. And it's changing those habits in order to fit kind of what's going on.
Well, yeah, I mean, normally when the low-hanging fruit is on the trees, you come in, you make phone calls, you talk a little bit, you do, you know, your applications come in, things are just rolling, and you do what you do, and you leave, and the hay is made and you're good to go. But
I like making hay.
Do you even know how to make hay?
Yeah. Fucking
that doesn't mean cock your fist back and swing it. Not a hay maker.
No, just don't mow the front yard. I mean, that's what it looks like to me when I drive past and these fields are long and people are like, oh, we gotta bale that shit for hay. I'm just like, so you let your front yard grow for too long and now you gotta get this big ass mower out and roll your shit up, mm-hmm. you know, into hay bales or little landscaping joints.
I'm sure HOA would love that.
Oh my God. Dude, I was on a podcast.
There'd be some complaints there, wouldn't there?
I was on a podcast with my buddy Brad Stinson. He's a loan officer up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, a veteran advocate as well. And one of his questions was like, if you could have anything you want, what would it be? I was like, a fucking tank for my front yard. Like, I want a tank to sit there just to annoy my HOA. Because what are they going to do? You can't come by and be like, we're going to tow the tank out of your front yard. No, you can't. You can't do that. You're not getting – he's like, oh, you're going to sit in the tank in your banana hammock? I'm like, maybe. But anyways, all right. So back down to brass tacks. You know, the biggest thing is create routines that are helpful for you, that are supportive of your lifestyle and what it is that you're looking to do. And sometimes you have to adapt those routines. Sometimes things come into play. You know, like when Rowan, before she was born, I used to go to the gym all the time. And then instead of making adapting things to continue to go to the gym and continue to get healthy and everything else, I decided to go the opposite way and eat like shit, not be healthy, when I should have focused on other things and should have continued my routines and just adapted where I needed to. So those of you that are feeling the press and the change in market, just change your fucking routines.
And the change in season. We're going into fall.
Yeah, basic season.
Cold, cooler fall.
Pumpkin season.
Traffic starts getting weird. Malls start getting crazy.
I'm glad we don't have to deal with the fucking fight of the mall.
Oh, I know.
Remember in Franklin?
No.
Franklin office?
I don't even want to think about
45
that.
45 minutes to get fucking 2 miles down the road. It was a headache. It was a pain in the butt. So anyways, all right. Well, thank you everyone for tuning in. I hope this message finds you well. Look forward to talking to you in the future. We'll see you soon. Hey guys, thanks again for tuning in to the AJ Nashville podcast. Let me take a second to thank our sponsors, the people that make it possible for me to be in your ears on a week-to-week basis. Thanks again for tuning in. House on the Rock Home Inspection with Dave Ganatra. You can feel free to reach his team at 615-717-7900. Let me tell you, when it comes to protecting your greatest asset that you ever purchase, Dave's got you covered. Builders fear this man. Feel free to reach out to his team. Once again, 615-717-7900.